Hey, I'm in Bees, going on to Memvav. We're at this Mesavek. We just said a quote from Rav Papa. Rav Papa had said that even according to the opinion, that Matbea Nasa Chalipin, we had this question, does it also, not Matbea, ain't Matbea Nasa Chalipin, that you can't use a coin, which is money, for the sake of, so represent, I don't know how to translate Chalipin, but does that Gemara have a translation of Chalipin?
Barter.
That's not a barter. A barter is when you're trading one thing for another, which is usually same value or similar value. This is not. This is just a representative, symbolic thing. Right? When I give you my pen to take your to be your shliach of chametz, that's not a barter. It's a representative. Chalipin, I think, is.
Are we talking about an even exchange? You can't use it as merchandise.
No, that's by the gold and the silver. This Chalipin is different. Chalipin is when you're using it as a sort of a representative item. And that's why Ein Matbea Nasa Chalipin, because the coin has a value to it. Everyone is assuming the value of it instead of...
Once the owner of the coin takes possession of an object, either delivered him symbolically or in exchange against
right.
the ownership of the money vests in the other person.
Right, so it could be symbolic. So symbolic is not a barter. But either way, let's keep reading. So if Papa said that the coin can't be a Chalipin. And the question is, well, can you acquire it with Chalipin? It sounded like you could. So Mei Sivei, now we're at the bottom of Mem Hei Amid Beis. Haya Omid Begoren, if you're standing in the threshing floor.
Yeah.
The Ein Biyado Maos, and he doesn't have any money for the sake of these consecrating his Meister Sheni. So Omer L'Chaveh, Harei Peres Halal, Nesurim L'Chaveh Matana. These fruit should be for you as a gift. The chozer of Omer, and then he says, "Hare hein mechulam amos." And then I guess the same person says, "Hare hein mechulam amos shelishi babayis." And he says out loud that the fruit should be deconsecrated onto the money that I have in my house. What does it have to do with his friend?
If he redeems his own. Master Shane, he had a fifth, but not if he redeemed for somebody.
Oh, so he's just trying to, this is like a cost-saving measure? Okay.
In order to evade this...
Whenever you pod the Master Shane, you have to add a fifth, but apparently that's only if you're doing your own?
To evade, if a man will redeem something of tithes, he shall add to a fifth, that's the best.
Right. This is one of
in
these...
In order to evade this... addition, a legal fiction resorted to one gave his produce to another and then redeemed it, thus redeeming the produce of another,
right.
Then received it back.
Correct. So this is one big loophole. So mechulam al sheishli bevayis. I don't say loophole in a pejorative term. I say loophole as like a halachic mechanism. You could do this. So Tam...
Well, maybe it is pejorative. I don't know
the context of it. Right. We'll see what the Gemara says. Tama to Ein Biyado Maos. The only reason why he said that it should go onto his, he should give it to his friend is because he doesn't have the money. Ha'im Yesh Biyado Maos, if he had the money, Liknei Luhulu Idach B'Meshicha. He could have given it to his friend with Meshicha, Uparik, and then he would have been Poda it. And the friend could be Poda it. To Hachi Adach, that would be better if you could Poda the thing yourself. To Havale.
Wouldn't the friend have to add a fifth?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess so. Tehavalei Nachri. What does that mean? Someone else who's not... I guess this is a way of trying to not use the loophole. It would have been better if his friend would do it himself.
If he gave the money to his friend.
No, if he gave...
Retaining the produce himself, his friend would be redeeming a tithe that's not his own. That is not such a glaring evasion as when a person gives the produce to
right. There are two ways. There are two ways that you can evade the fifth. One is to give the actual food to your friend and then declare, I'm going to be a good guy. I'm going to redeem your food onto my money at home. Okay? The other way to do it is to give the friend the money and the food is not changing ownership. That's less of a loophole. Still a loophole, but it's less of a loophole. You're not changing the ownership of the food. You're changing the ownership of the money.
Then the friend has to
do it.
To make a gift back to you of the money.
Right.
Or here, the friend has to give you back as a gift the kratos.
Right. Yeah, one way or the other, you're going to have to do it. But apparently this is better to not change the ownership of the food. So, if you're going to say that money, coins, can be acquired with chalipin, so niknu le'maos lehaich agav sudar, belifrok. Why didn't he give him the money? It's better, as we just said, it's better to transfer the money than to transfer the food for the sake of this loophole. So then why didn't he just bequeath him or give him over, allow him to acquire the money that was in his house? So Gemara says, Deleis Lezudar, he didn't have a handkerchief at the time, so he couldn't do it. So Minachnunu Ne'el Agav Karka, why can't he do a Kinyan Agav? He could have given him the piece of land where the money was. That's what a Kinyan Agav is. I was just looking at the notes to make sure that's what's going on. Agav basically says, which is what we do for chametz, right? We don't just sell the chametz. We sell the place where all the chametz is, and then it comes along with anything that's on top of it. So the one says, Delay Slay Karka, he didn't have any land. It says he was standing on a threshing floor. Begorin Shainu Shalom. Yeah, it's somebody else's threshing floor. Okay. Another question. V'ikafal tana lashmi'inan gavra artilai delay slave alo klum. V'ikafal tana lashmi'inan begavra artilai delay slave alo klum. We're talking about like a poor person? That's not, you know, someone who has nothing? Right, are we saying this guy is like the most narrow case of poor poverty? That's what the Tana is coming to teach us about. Wow, did not see that coming. That you cannot acquire coins with chalipin. It must be that's the case, since this Mishnah is teaching us that he would give over the fruit instead of the money in some other way. Interesting. Even if Papa himself changed his mind. Rav Papa had once 12,000 dinar? Tresar, isn't 13 Tlesar? I think Tresar is 12. But 12,000 dinar, that's a lot of money. It sounds like a lot of money. And dinar stam is gold, isn't it? He had it in the in a house of someone in Choza. And he wanted Rav Shmuel Bar Acha to bring them to him. I think it's trace too. Aknin Huler of Shmuel Bar Acha. So he bequeathed, gave over the coins of Rav Shmuel Bar Acha in a different place. Agav Asifa de Beisei. He gave it a kigan and agav on what sifa, his mat or something? Threshold?
Along with the threshold to his house.
The threshold to his house. Kiyasa nafak la'apei ad tavach. When the shliach came back and he brought the dinarim, Rav Papa went up to greet him until the tavach. What does this mean? Tavach is like a specific place in the house? Is that the before the threshold or something?
The threshold, since there's a long note here, but
I think what it's saying basically is that he had to give Kinyan Agav. And he couldn't do a chalipin. The implication is Rav Papa didn't do a chalipin, which he could have done. If you hold, you can do a chalipin for money. You could have just done a chalipin. What's the deal with the agav? So he does his agav, and he takes the agav seriously, so that property is not his anymore, in order to go greet him. V'chein amar ula, ein mat b'nasa chalipin. V'chein amar Rabbi Asi, ein mat b'nasa chalipin. V'chein amar Rabba Babarchana, amar Rabbi Yochanan, ein mat b'nasa chalipin. That's all the other way. That's what you said before, from Rav Papa. that you can't use coins for chalipin. What we just proved is that you can't acquire coins through chalipin. Esevei. Wait a second, Rabbi Abba Ula. Ula just told us that you can't use coins for chalipin. Haresh hayu chamara b'pol of tovin oso b'shuk. One time, he was doing what? He had his donkeys and his workers. There was a person whose donkeys and workers. Tovin oso b'shuk? They were asking for their wages?
What are we up to, Ula?
Esevei, yeah. Rabbi Abba Ula, Harei Shayu Chamara V'Pol of Tovin oso b'shuk.
The herders or laborers demanded their wage from man in the marketplace and he said to him, I
need you. Yom l'shulchan, yitain li b'din or maus.
Give me copper coins for a dinar and I will pay them.
V'afar nesem. V'ani a'ale l'cha yafa dinar utresis. And I will give you a good dinar.
A dinar is worth a utresis out of the coins they have at home.
Minimal sheshe b'besi. Im yesh lo maus, mutar v'im lavaser. Right. If he has the money, he can't. If he has the money, it's good. If he doesn't have the money, it's no good because the money will fluctuate by the time he gets other ones. And v'isak azaitich, ein matbena asa chalipin. If you're going to tell me that coins can't be used for chalipin, hav yalei halva v'aser. How could he use this money? How could he do this money exchange? It's not a chalipin. It's basically a loan. And that would be usher because there might be rivets involved once he gets the money back. So Ula ishtik. Ula was quiet. Because Ula just said you could use it for chalipin. He just said you can't use it for chalipin. And here clearly they're using it for chalipin. So Amarle, Rabbi Abba said to Ula, Dilma idvi idi beprototos shanu. Maybe both of these cases are talking about prototos. Meaning smaller coinage, like copper coins.
It says here uncoined metal, which bears no imprint.
Deleka alayotiva, and therefore it's not like a valued item. V'idi v'idi peira havu, and therefore it's both like merchandise. You're basically just giving copper for copper. And that's why you can use it. So I'm really in, yeah. Ula says, yeah, that's a good one. That's how I'll explain it. I'm really in, yeah, thank you. Daikan amit katani, yafa dina traces. Velokatani dina yafa utresis. Yafa dina utresis sounds like yafa dinar utresis, as opposed to dinar yafa. It's not a good coin. It's a good amount of coinage or material, I guess. Shema mina. Rivashi amar Rivashi says the olam bedamin. Really, we're talking about actual value. Ube prototos, and we're talking about copper coins, real coins. Sorry, Uber Protos, the copper without minted, non-minted copper. The cave and the islay, nasa ka'omer, halvei nashiyavu b'ni, o ad she'emtza mafteach. It's as if he said, I'll pay it back to you when I get the chance. And in that case, there's no ribbis, because he's basically just agreeing to the fact that he's giving him more copper coins. Tashima, kol nasa dam ba'acher, cave and shezach hazen ischayv zeba chalipin. What does this mean? Kol hanasa damim ba'acher. Anything which is made into value?
Whatever can be used as payment for another object.
Uh-huh. So we're going to have to explain it. But once you're zocha to it, you're chayiv in chalipin. You know what that means. Once you're zocha to it.
Payment for another object, as soon as one party takes possession of it, the other assumes liability for what's given in exchange.
I mean, he's got to give the merchandise. Yeah. It's basically when you give the money for something, you're owed that thing. It's coins. I don't see that there. But okay. I guess the words nasa damim sound more like chalipin than anything else. Nasa damim. It's not that you gave money, it's that you made the money for something else. I don't know. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Hachikamar. Rabbi Yehuda says this is what it means. Kol hanishom damim ba'acher, meaning anything which is measured, valued for the sake of another thing. Kevin shezach hazeh, once the seller takes the merchandise, nischayv zeh b'chalipin. The customer has to do a chalipin.
Would whatever is the system's value of another object assumes one very close possession, assumes liability for what's given. So let's say...
Is this the other way around, when you already sold the merchandise? Or you're giving the merchandise but you haven't paid for it yet?
The merchandise acquires... The giving of the merchandise acquires the... makes the thing binding, so it must be the buyer takes possession.
The buyer takes possession of the item?
Then the buyer assumes liability for what?
I think it's talking about, I have here the mocher, the seller. The seller gets the object that the buyer is giving him. I guess the object is measured. It has a fixed value to it. This is like a barter. But once he gives us, so then it's chayv zeh b'chalipin. I guess maybe he doesn't have the money or something.
Possession of the merchandise?
No, I think they're bartering. Meaning that's what kol hanishim damim ba'achar means. I think the customer has some kind of item, which is like a fixed cost, like a fixed value. And he's using it to pay for whatever. So if the customer gives that item, which has a value to it, everybody knows that an apple is worth a dollar. When he gives that apple, which is worth a dollar, to the seller in order to buy some merchandise from the seller, so then when the seller, when the seller gets that apple, then the buyer has to obligate himself with Chalipin, I guess to give him money later, or to...
We're about to have an example.
Okay. Because the Seifa of the Mishnah, or the Brisa we quoted before, says, how do you swap an ox with a cow, or vice versa? Or a donkey with an ox? Shmamina, that's why. That's what it must be. Okay. I think it's a bartering. I think that's what we're doing. I think basically what it's saying is like the customer is buying something from the seller, but the seller doesn't have it on hand or he's not giving it to him right now. So in order for the buyer to take responsibility, liability over the merchandise, he has to do some kind of chalipin.
Start over again.
When the buyer is using some other object, whatever value it has some kind of value that he's paying with this thing. I'll give you my watch for that iPhone, right? So now the iPhone is in a glass case in the warehouse. It's locked up. He's got to have to go get it. So now the buyer wants, the seller wants the buyer to take liability over it. So you can't really acquire that iPhone until you grab it and hold it. So what he's doing instead is a chalipin. And I think that's what it's saying here. Kol nishim damim ba'acher.
I'm giving the watch to you.
And everybody knows this watch has a specific value. This is $100.
And since we're doing the chalipin, even though the iPhone hasn't been delivered,
correct,
it's now yours.
Now it's yours. Anything that happens to it, it's on your thing. Nischayv zev chalipin. We require him to do a chalipin so that he acquires liability for that thing. Okay. According to the opinion that says originally that this line was referring to money, so then what's the case? What's the case of the shore and the chamor? And what are we talking about bartering animals for? Hachi kamar. Peirei nami avdi chalipin. This is what it meant to say. That also fruit, vipere, upere nami avdi chalipin. And fruit can also be used for chalipin. Ketzad hachlif. Ketzad, what's the case of using fruit or peyre merchandise for the sake of barters? Hachlif shor b'paro chamar b'shor. You can use, I don't know how exactly you would use an animal for chalipin, but you could. Ha nichle Rav Sheshes to Amar peyre of the chalipin. That works according to Rav Sheshes, who says that merchandise can be used for chalipin. Eller of Nachman to Amar kli in aval peyre lo avdi chalipin. When it comes to an item, you can use it like a shoe or something like that. But when it comes to actual fruit, you can't. My ketzad. So what's the explanation of the animals then? Because they are, I guess those are peros, because animals are peros because they're living things and they could die. I don't know what the reason for why you can't use peros is, but maybe that would be a way to understand it. So hachi kamar, yesh damim shein khalipin. Yesh damim shein khalipin. There are some valued items. There are some coins, I guess. I don't know. That can be considered like chalipin. Ketzad hechliv demei shor bepar o demei chamor b'shor. You're giving money, okay? The money of that animal. So my time, dear Rav Nachman, what's the reason for Rav Nachman? It says that matzbeya. Oh, so this is a big chiddush apparently. Hold on. Hechliv demei shor bepar o demei chamor b'shor. What's the case? You're swapping money for an animal, but it's not a acquisition. It's an acquisition. It's not a buying. You're not buying the animal. I'm not really sure what this means.
There's the whole explanation here.
I think you're giving the money, and the money is basically a kinyan even without taking the animal. But I don't know why that is.
Money sometimes ranks as an object of barter. Also, if one bartered the money of an axe or a cow, or the money of a donkey for an axe.
You're bartering for an animal with money.
Wrong explanation. For example, A sold an axe to B for a certain sum of money, and B took possession, therefore becoming indebted to A for the purchase price.
Okay.
Then B said, I have a cow which I can give you for the purchase price of the axe, to which A agreed.
Okay.
Now, notwithstanding that this is theoretically a fresh transaction, that is, B sells the cow to A, the money owing by B for the axe being regarded as though delivered by A for the cow, it is a principle that delivery of money alone does not consummate a purchase.
Right.
It does so in this case, and neither can retract A. It's a barter, not payment.
Right. Yeah, he's not just giving him money, which would require a meshicha. He's giving the compensation for the animal that he get, which happens to be through an animal. Okay. So my time, Rav Nachman. Why does Rav Nachman believe that you could do this? Several like Rabbi Yochanan to Amar Davar Torah Mos Konos. Money midaraisa is kona regardless, without Mashiach, I guess. Why is it that the Rabbanan came along and said, actually, you need to have Mashiach? Gezer Hashem Yomar Lo Nisrifu Chitech Ba'aliyah. Because we're worried, if you don't do Mashiach, you sell somebody something, and then you're going to claim, like, it somehow got lost.
Your wheat was burnt.
Yeah.
I paid you, my money goes to you in exchange for wheat.
Which you have at your store or whatever.
At your store.
And then you come by the next day and it's not there.
And we say that this is an exchange that acquires.
Yeah, a midaraisa would work. Somewhere the Rabbanan come along and says, no, we can't. That would be a recipe for disaster. People can't actually hold on to the thing that they're buying, so then they're just going to have a lot of manipulation. Abuse of the system. So here we're saying that umilsa d'shchicha, I don't know why we need to add this, that this is only in a case of common situations. Gazri Rabbanan, milsa d'lo shchicha lo gazri Rabbanan. And I guess in the case of the swapping of the animals, is that the case of an uncommon case? Therefore, we'll go back to the original d'oraisa din, which is that it works. Maybe, I don't know. And according to Rivula, Yish Lakish, who believes that Mashiach is explicit in the Torah, I'm not sure how, but it makes sense to explain the previous price says that fruit can be used as chalipin, because Rav Sheshes believes that Matari is like Rav Sheshes. That's how you explain the words, Kolonishim Damim Ba'acher, is referring to fruit or animals. El Isavar Lakrev Nachman, I'm repair lo avdi. But if you could tell me, like Rav Nachman, that you can't use peros for chalipin, lo avdi chalipin, matzbeya lo kani, And you can't use money because Ula just said, so how can you explain it? So it must be only according to Rav Sheshes, and Rav Nachman doesn't hold of this or something. I don't know. Okay, Gemara's going back now. Tanan, we said in our Mishnah, all things can be bartered. Even if it's a bag full of money and a bag full of money. So Tirgum Ravach, Ravachim explains, Bediner Anka Va'anigra. What does that mean?
These are the Bithynian and Cyprian denarii, one of which was cancelled by the state.
Echab Shesalot
O'Malchos.
Echab Shesalot O'Benita. Basically, this money is not in full circulation. That's why they're treated like merchandise and you can swap them. Utricha, you need to teach this, that you can not only move metaltzlin, you cannot only exchange metaltzlin, but you can also exchange somewhat disqualified coins. Diash minim satzul malchus, different kinds of disqualifications. If you're going to talk about money which was only disqualified by the overall kingdom, mishum dolo sagi klal, because you can't use it at all. Maybe you could use somewhere else when it's only disqualified with that specific province. So then, it's still money. You can't use money for the sake of a barter. And if you're going to tell me that, if you're only going to tell me the one that's locally disqualified, because you can't use it. Anywhere you go, maybe because only the overall government, which is not watching every move you make, maybe you could still use it in private. That's why you need to say both, whether it was disqualified by the overall government or whether it was disqualified by the local government, you can't use either one for as money, and therefore you can use it as chalipin. Not seeing a good stopping point here. All right. I think we have to stop it here. I don't want to get into the whole thing.
Nice short
Yeah, shkayach.